was when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Doug Goldstein, eFuturist, Health Innovation Media, HIMSS 2015. I had the great fortune to run into Howard Rosen, who is the CEO of LifeWire. And LifeWire is an innovator in the mobile interaction. And, well, interaction is really the best word because you're way beyond patient engagement. So can you tell us what LifeWire is doing and the difference it's making in people's lives?
Sure. Well, really what we're doing with LifeWire is we talk about the science and the art of communication. So the science is you have the engine. You've got the ability to communicate, send a message, and receive a message. The key to it all is how you're doing the message. So you're actually having a dialogue with the patients, and you're getting insight from the patients about how they feel at that moment in time. What LifeWire does, it parses the responses, gives a response back to what they've said, and either it's an electronic pat on the back, it's a call to action, it's an outreach to the care provider or their support team, whatever it is, and the rules that they created in part by them. They get to choose how they get to communicate. So it's not for us to tell you this. You've got to communicate by email. It could be email, interactive voice recognition, it could be text messaging, call centers, whatever you want. Now, as it turns out, 98% of them want text messaging, and even those who start with email go to text.
So what I love about you and your work and the solution you've created is that you don't come from healthcare, you come from entertainment, and I think that's a huge differentiator. Can you share with the power of entertainment in your solution?
Well, I guess this is my midlife career crisis that's 10 years running now. But really what it does, as I discussed, but the art of communication, so it's really parsing how are you communicating. It's not just doing a message. As I said, it's what language are you using? It's how you're responding to a person's individual needs and making sure that you're responding to them on a personal basis. You're not just blasting them with a generic diabetic problem. It's a problem that's specific to them, and it's responsive to their particular needs. But at the same time, for our clients, they got to be a population management. So you've got to actually be able to manage 50,000 people simultaneously at the same time giving that personal approach.
So you're working with some pretty high-profile clients. Who are some of those clients?
Well, we're working with the Veterans Administration, Department of Defense. We've worked with Health and Human Services on the public sector side, and companies such as Beacon Health Options in the private sector.
And the conditions you're working on and making a difference that you're seeing, and you've published some results on the impact.
We've published results in a variety of areas in both the area in mental health, which we do a lot of work in post-traumatic stress, high-risk suicide, substance abuse. But we're also dealing with wellness programs and EAP programs, employee assistance programs, dealing with a more undiagnosed population as well.
That's great. And it just strikes me that you're such a powerful platform, but it's really individual. So I could have 5, 10, 20 different case manager or care coordinators work with it, right?
Absolutely. And you determine if you want all 10 to be working with the entire population or segment who's working with what population. The idea is to give the tools to our clients to make them the decision. We don't have to make the decision for you. They just pull down menus and literally choose the interactions, create the interactions, create the responses, create the rule sets, and determine who manages what and when.
And then if there's a whole number of pre-diabetics, messages can be changed individually, right? That's the power of the platform?
Absolutely, and in real time. And you can manage that larger population or the individual. At the same time, we created our own internal, we call our talk function, which is a chat function, which literally, if a patient wants to talk to you, it just pops up on the care manager's screen, and they can communicate instantly with them. No apps required, no software required. It's instantaneous on the care manager's screen. It's instantaneous on the individual's phone.
So if I got a text, let me understand that. If I got a text message and I wanted to interact with somebody, it would just pop up right there?
That's right. So for example, if you're the patient and you create the keyword Doug, and you type Doug, that would create a pop-up on the care manager's screen to start instant chat with you.
Wow, that's customer service. And I really believe the web is about service. It's not about apps, and your solution is way beyond a mobile app, because if I could interact with somebody when I need it, that's critically important in so many conditions.
Well, absolutely. The key thing is get rid of the barriers to the interaction. First barrier is setting up. Second barrier, download. How do we get rid of all those barriers so you're getting straight to dealing with the condition of that particular individual or change to their needs, which is fundamental to it all.
So that's LifeWire. How do people get in touch with you about your solution?
The easiest way, just call us at 888-738-4260 or the website. You can do info@lifewiregroup.com or www.lifewiregroup.com.
That's lifewiregroup.com. And I love just calling. So let's go back to technology that we know works and is very personal. And I think that reflects the nature of your solution. Thank you, Howard, for joining us.